This afternoon, President Barack Obama addressed the American Legion National Convention here in Charlotte. On foreign policy, the president reiterated he will not send soldiers and Marines back to Iraq to fight extremists known as the Islamic State.
American combat troops will not be returning to fight in Iraq, will not allow the United States to be dragged back into another ground war in Iraq, because ultimately it is up to the Iraqis to bridge their differences and secure themselves.
The main focus of the president's speech, though, was domestic, specifically efforts to increase access to mental health and medical care for veterans. WFAE's Tom Bullock was at the event. He joins me now. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Mark.
In his speech, President Obama said he was launching 19 new executive actions to help veterans.
That's right. And many of the executive actions, and that's where the president uses his authority to set up programs without the need for congressional approval, involve the care and access at veterans hospitals nationwide. Over the last 3 months, long wait times, secret lists of waiting patients, and other issues have plagued the VA. But administrators at some of those hospitals were getting performance bonuses on rigged numbers. And because of the way the VA is set up, those administrators still had job security. So President Obama said,
if you engage in unethical practices or cover up a serious problem, you should be and will be fired.
So, Tom, it takes a presidential order to fire unethical VA staff?
Apparently so. It's sad but true.
Well, on a much more serious note, the president also announced changes to how the VA handles mental health treatment for veterans.
He did, and those changes come in the form of greater access to mental health providers who treat conditions like traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder. The president wants electronic medical records for all veterans so they can be more easily transferred to the VA when a person leaves active duty. This, he said, would allow for veterans to receive uninterrupted care when they transition out of service. The president also addressed the serious problem of veteran suicide, which has dramatically increased since the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. President Obama said he is expanding suicide prevention programs in the military and at the VA.
So colleagues and clinicians can spot the warning signs and encourage our troops and veterans to seek help. We'll improve access to care with more peer support, veterans counseling veterans at VA hospitals and clinics. We're calling on Congress to help us ensure that our troops get coverage for mental health care that's on par with the coverage for other medical conditions.
The president then said, we need to ensure that service members and veterans don't see asking for help as a sign of weakness, but as a sign of strength.
Of course, there are many veterans issues besides health care. What else did the president talk about today?
Well, the president said that banks will now work with the VA to make sure veterans get mortgage reductions they're entitled to under the law. Right now, they have to ask for those programs. Now, enrollment is supposed to become easier. Another program he announced deals with job training and certification for veterans. Currently, much of the training troops receive in the military doesn't transfer to civilian life. It makes it really hard for vets to get the jobs they are actually qualified for. The president said today that has to change.
If you're a medic in a war zone, you shouldn't have to go take nursing 101 to work in a hospital here in the United States. If you can handle million-dollar pieces of equipment in a war zone, that should count for something in getting certified back here at home.
Now, that goal can't be achieved by executive action alone. The administration will need to partner with private industry, state boards, universities, and the like for that to happen.
And Tom, the American Legion is this country's largest veterans group. How did they respond to the president's speech?
Well, the general sense that we got from the people we talked to in the crowd was the president said what they wanted to hear, but there was a lot of skepticism in the crowd. Most said they'll wait to see if the president delivers.
WFAE's Tom Bullock on President Obama's remarks to the American Legion convention today in Charlotte. Tom, thanks.
Thanks, Mark.